This insert is brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit on 7-9 AM. Visit us on www.capepulpit.co.za.
Does this sound a little bit like you? You get up in the morning and you move from your bed to the chair where you have your breakfast. Then you go from that chair to the other chair on the other side of your house because you're working from home and that's your office. And you work in and you work in and you work in, and then you get up to make some tea, and then you go and sit back down again. And you realize you're only getting up later in the day to walk to the other side of the house where you get something to eat, and then you go and sit again. And then there's a supper time where you go and sit and eat. Then you watch some TV where you're sitting down. And then you go and get into bed and you say, wow, that was such a busy day. And you haven't really moved a heck of a lot. And if you do that a lot, you have to fill in a form that says, how active are you? You have to say, I'm not active at all. You're sedentary. Ay, ay, ay. And that can't possibly be good for us. We need some help. This insert, sponsored by Manna Health Products, the only 100% natural organic supplement for blood sugar control. Wendy Christin to the rescue, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solutions. Yikes, there's couch potato, now there's desk chair potato, and there's dining room chair potato. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Brad. Yes, unfortunately that has become truer as the years have gone by.
And I think many people working from home, Wendy, there used to be a trip down the corridor, you know, to a meeting or a walk from the parking area to your office where you at least get a few steps in and stretch your legs and get some fresh air. But a lot of people working from home, it's all happening in one little area. It's actually quite shocking. And if somebody's hearing this, Wendy, and it's resonating with them, we've got to change because this is a downward spiral to not a very good place.
No, it's not. We do need to move our bodies, and we were designed to move and to be active. So when we are sitting all day long, it certainly does have health consequences.
So let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, if we're not getting regular physical exercise and we are living sedentary lives, that's not a good thing. So we need to start moving, as you say. What is the least the bare minimum, and what should we be aiming at to be considered people that are active and are moving for good health?
So the absolute minimum of activity that any person should be engaging in is at least 150 minutes a week. So that's moderate exercise. That's walking around the block or, you know, doing your really moderate exercise. If you're doing a little bit more strenuous exercise, you can shrink that to about 75 minutes per week. But that equates to about 30 minutes a day or 15 minutes, depending on whether you're doing this interval burst training or whether you're doing the little walk around the block. But that would be the bare minimum. We would want to be aiming for between 6,000 and 10,000 steps, which if you're doing your 150 minutes a week, you would get to that. And as I say, as you said earlier, if we're not working out of our home, we could really be limited to the number of steps and the amount of physical activity that we are doing.
So there's a word that you use almost every time we speak on a Thursday morning, and that is intentional. This has to form part of your plan. We can't say we're too busy or there's this going on. You know, I don't have time to go for a walk. There's meetings, there's this and that. We always come up with hundreds of excuses. But if we're not going to do something about it, and you're speaking bare minimum here, you're not even speaking about anything more than that, let's just put the facts out on the table. What are we looking at if we're not going to move enough?
Yeah, so we look at the stats, first of all. We're looking at about 85% and upwards of the population is not getting enough exercise. So that's quite an alarming stat. And that it increases the global mortality risk. So we, you know, you can die, basically, if you're not moving. So we really want to be moving our bodies and moving them effectively. And when we are inactive for extended periods of time, it increases our risk for certain types of cancers. It certainly contributes to anxiety and depression. If you think you're not moving, you're not getting any of those endorphins, you're not getting any of the feel-good chemicals happening. So that really does increase that risk. It also increases the risk for cardiovascular disease. Obviously, your circulation is not moving, so, you know, there's not much happening from a circulatory point of view. It also decreases our muscle mass, and it weakens certain sets of muscles. If you think you're sitting in a certain position, you are overextending some muscles, and you are shortening others. So it contributes to then pain in the body, alignment issues, often people are struggling with neck and shoulder pain or lower back and hip pain, knee pain, all of those kind of things can be aggravated because we aren't being sedentary. And it can obviously increase blood pressure and cholesterol levels, again, tying into that cardiovascular disease.
And then can we tie this in, or can this be tied in with our conversation from 3 weeks ago, people looking at themselves and saying, I don't seem to be overweight, I'm fine. We almost base how we look on whether or not we move enough as opposed to looking at other factors.
Absolutely. I think that that is something that people can get caught up in and think, okay, well, I'm actually all right. But meanwhile, even if you are slim, even if you do have, you know, you are blessed with genes, you still need to move. You still need to be active.
So let's look at, we've looked at some of the risks that we could face if we're going to be inactive for extended periods of time. But let's talk on the other side. For those of us that are saying, okay, this is a problem, let's start getting moving, or those that already move well. I mean, what are some of the positive attributes to our health that we can be pleased with when we move enough?
Well, our body composition is obviously much healthier, and we have that overall sense of well-being. You know, you've got those healthy brain chemicals moving. You've got your circulation moving, so you've got oxygen flowing around your body. All of those things contribute to well-being at the end of the day.
And what about breathing? I mean, we're hunched over at a desk. We probably have such bad posture. I don't even know what we're all going to look like in years to come when all we do is keyboard, mouse, and, you know, a crooked neck. You're looking at a screen. We must be the funniest beings to behold from the outside, sitting hunched over our keyboards or our phone screens or TV screens. I mean, the focus that we're putting in, the way that we're sitting, working, I mean, we're hunched over. Are we even breathing properly? Are we getting enough oxygen into our bodies? I mean, it goes beyond now just movement, surely.
Absolutely. So, you know, the other thing with sitting all day and working all day and not really moving is that we don't breathe deeply. So we don't breathe effectively. We shallow breathe. So you're not getting breath down into your belly. You're not getting that oxygen circulating through your bloodstream. And that certainly affects all sorts of things. So our brain function, the ability to get oxygen to the brain, requires movement. Obviously, to get our hearts moving and pumping properly and effectively is impacted by the amount of movement we do. Water retention and people that struggle with these swollen feet and legs, that can be due to inactivity as well, because there's nothing to distribute the lymph around your body. If your circulatory system is not strong enough, then you're not going to be able to get rid of those excess fluids that build up as well. So it's this whole knock-on effect. But definitely breathing is a factor. We need to be able to stop, sit up, breathe all the way into our bellies, and get that oxygen flowing around our bodies.
So what are some of the things we can do? A lot of people say, oh, you know, if I could just get to the gym, everything will be fine, as if inside those four walls lies the answer to everybody's problem. But there are things that you can do at home, around the house, that doesn't necessarily have to cost you a monthly subscription fee. We so often get lost in the fact that the gym is going to be our savior for physical movement.
Absolutely. And, you know, the gym is another time thing. We need to schedule that in, whereas if you have these things set up at home, or in your immediate vicinity, it makes it so much easier. So I think something that helps a lot, or there's a few little things that one can do. A small trampoline is easy to store. It can be stored upright. It can be put somewhere that it doesn't take up too much space. Pop the trampoline down, and you can jump on that for 5 to 10 minutes a few times a day. You can do a set of burpees or some high-intensity short burst exercises. Those can take, you know, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And they really get your heart rate up, and they work multiple muscles in your body at the same time. If you're, you know, real diehard for exercise, you can install a treadmill or a bike desk.
Really?
I've never seen one of those myself, I must say. But, you know, it's certainly worth doing. We spend a lot of time either in Zoom meetings or typing. You can utilize that time and exercise your legs while you're at it. And obviously the legs are the pumps of the body. So if we're exercising our legs, everything else is moving around as well. If we are going out, park as far away from the shopping center entrance as possible. Walk briskly while doing your shopping. Don't sort of sniff around. Even better, walk to the shops. I think everybody has a shopping center almost on their doorstep these days, because there's so many of them available. We can take that extra 10, 15 minutes and walk to the shop, and walk back again, to get our exercise in. And then you're carrying the weight of your parcels as well, so you've got some resistance exercise going there.
Oh, well, there you go.
Avoid the drive-throughs or home delivery options when ordering your food, your groceries, whatever. I know it's convenient, and I know sometimes we're sick and we need to use those. You know, they are very convenient, but that shouldn't be the norm. Get out of your car, walk to the place that you need to place your order at, and walk back again so that you're getting that exercise. And then take a brisk walk around the block during to your lunch break. The sunshine and the fresh air will do wonders for you. Being outdoors will be great. It takes your mind off the work that you're currently doing, and it gives you just a little bit of a rest so that you can go back and be prepared for the rest of your day.
Yeah, and we've got to schedule it in. We've got to pencil it in. Although it would be so funny, Wendy, if you do a Zoom call and suddenly you've seen one of your little screens open there of somebody sitting on an exercise bicycle pedaling while doing this, pumping away while doing a Zoom meeting. That would put a smile on my face. Everyone would probably have many things to say, but meanwhile, they're the healthiest of the bunch.
Imagine how creative those meetings will be.
Yeah, I actually quite like that. So many practical bits of advice here. We've heard it before. We know it, yet we're not doing it. So this morning, Wendy's sharing this from her expertise, and we need to say yes. I'm going to schedule out 10, 15 minutes here. Instead of just sitting and having my tea, I'm going to just rather grab a water bottle and go for a walk. Whatever you've got to do, what works for you in your surroundings, in your place, with your time. But we can't say we don't have time. That's not acceptable. You've heard some of the risks to our health if we don't move. Wendy Christian of Integrated Health Solution. You can Google her and find her here in the Durbanville area. Wendy, thanks for your time this morning. As always, we love having you on the program on a Thursday morning. And here's to good health all round.
Thank you so much, Brad. Have a wonderful Thursday.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.